Dear friend, Pastor Femi here. I'm very glad you tuned into this deliverance hotline. I pray that this simple step will transform your life beyond your wildest imagination in Jesus' name. I want you to be encouraged because with God, all things are possible. No matter what problem or attack has come your way, God is able and is willing to set you free. What I want to do is give you some steps to take when you are under an attack. These steps are guaranteed to work and give you victory over every attack. You know, there are all kinds of attacks that we are faced with today. There are attacks against our health. There are attacks against our families, relationships, and marriages. There are attacks against businesses. Sometimes the attack is against your finances. Sometimes there are attacks against the academics. Sometimes there are emotional attacks. There are other times that there are mental attacks. There are spiritual attacks. Sometimes the attack come in the dream. Sometimes they come in real life. No matter what your kind of attack is that you're going through, I want you to know this, that with God, nothing is impossible. That God is able to set you free and is able to bring you out of this problem that you're faced with in Jesus' name. Now, it's very natural to ask why whenever you find yourself going through an attack. It's very, you know, very natural to say, what in the world is going on? Why am I going through this attack? I'll give you several reasons why people go through an attack. Number one, a person comes through an attack because the enemy wants to contend with their destiny. In other words, when the enemy sees where you're going, sees the plan and purpose that God has for you, the bright future that God has for you, and he doesn't like it, he wants to contend against that. He wants to stop it if possible. I want you to know, as negative attacks are, that whenever you're going through an attack, and especially when it is very intensive, it is a clear indication that there are great things coming your way, that God has a great plan for your life. So start to rejoice that when God is through, you know, setting you free from this attack that you're going through, that there is a great thing coming your way, and that, you know, the enemy, you know, just want to stop it, but it will not stop it in Jesus' name. Now, another reason why people go through attack is because their existence is threatening the existence of other people or of another person. Sometimes just because you are placed in an environment, the enemies around there, the negative people there, are threatened and they want to do everything possible to attack you. I remember a pastor friend of mine, his father, being a Christian, working at a newspaper company, refused to compromise. You know, with the co-workers that were there with him, working with him. They wanted to do different evil things. They wanted to do different dubious things. And he disagreed and he wouldn't join with them. So his presence there became a threat to their existence in that company. Eventually, they got him fired. But, you know, God turned it around because eventually the company collapsed. Another person bought that company, and then they were looking for somebody to manage that company, to be the head of that company. And they all said, you know what, if you're really looking for somebody that is honest, it is this guy that we got rid of is the one for the job. And they brought him back to do the job. Praise God for that. So, you know, even if those around you are telling you to compromise and you refuse to compromise, and even if it leads to the point where they got rid of you from the job, I want you to know God has a greater plan for you. Another reason why people go through an attack is because the enemy wants to conquer and suppress them. When the enemy wants to conquer a person and suppress a person, and usually again because of the bright future that they have, then they are attacked. They may be facing intensive warfare. Another reason why people go through attack is because they are trying to escape from the hands of an oppressor. You know, if you've been oppressed, maybe by household wickedness, maybe by those who hate you, those who are jealous of you, and you've been under the oppression for a long time, and then all of a sudden your eyes open, and maybe you started praying or you started doing something to break free from that attack, then they intensify their attack against you because they know you're about to be free from the attack or from the bondage that they have put you into. So maybe you've been praying, keep praying, because it might very well be that you're going through this attack because you're about to be set free from the bondage that you're going through. Another very simple reason why people go through an attack is because some people or someone is jealous of them. You know, it may be on the job. Somebody's jealous of your progress. They're jealous because you've been promoted. They want to attack you. So sometimes you are attacked because somebody is jealous of you. Now, let me quickly throw in something. That tells you something that you got to be careful. You need to know your environment. And based on your environment, sometimes it's best to keep shut, to keep your mouth shut when you are being blessed. Sometimes it's best to keep your mouth shut and not announce to people